Dick Girardi is with us, courtesy of betonline.ag. The Belmont Stakes this weekend, Dick, and obviously, you know, no Triple Crown winner this year, but Rom Bauer, who was a monster down the stretch at the Preakness Stakes, is 7-2, but not the favorite. It's Essential Quality at 11-5. And as we talked about yesterday briefly, five horses are 6-1 or better. So it seems like it's pretty wide open.
It's a really fascinating race. Only eight horses, but boy, four of them with really good credentials. You mentioned Essential Quality, the Derby favorite. Ran well, got beat for the first time, but finished fourth, was only beaten a length. You know, in horse racing, that's a fifth of a second, that's nothing. Yeah. Rom Bauer was great in the Preakness for sure. Hot Rod Charlie, I thought, ran really well in the Derby, third, beating that same length. And Rock Your World in the Derby had no chance. Remember, he completely missed the break, and he was just out of it in seconds. So he'll run way better this time for sure. But, yeah, a good four out of the eight, and you got the Florida Derby winner in Known Agenda. So it's a short field of eight, but a really quality field.
You know, when it comes to what's going on with this Medina Spirit case and all the things going on with the horse and with Bob Baffner being suspended for 2 years, how big is this to horse racing? How big of a blow is this to horse racing?
It's a big deal. I mean, look, he's the biggest name in the sport, and the Derby's the biggest race we have. So by suspending him for 2 years at Churchill Downs, that means he can't run in the Derby for 2 years.
Right.
So a lot of his owners aren't going to be with him. None of the other racetracks have followed suit. Right now, he can't run in New York indefinitely, but that's not 2 years. I think everybody's kind of waiting around to see what the result of the hearing in Kentucky is, which will happen eventually. That's when the horse will get disqualified almost certainly from the Derby. He'll get some kind of a suspension there, but it won't be anything like 2 years. Churchill was just a reaction. They're angry that the Derby is in headlines saying Derby winner tested positive, and that's why the suspension there. And I understand where they're coming from.
Dick Girardi with us. Dick, why, you mentioned the short field. Why such a short field this year, you think?
Yeah, it's a really good question because we have five of these horses come back from the Derby, but not much from the Preakness. You know, only Rom Bauer and France Go to Ina and Overtook is new to the series. He hasn't run in either one yet. But, yeah, it's a little surprising. I don't know. We did have one horse that they planned to run, and he got hurt last week. Not a major thing. But, yeah, I would have thought there had been, it's $1.5 million. I know there's no Triple Crown on the line, but that's a pretty big purse. So, I was a little surprised there weren't more horses in it.
You know, I think back, I'm a retired gambler, Dick, but back in the day, I used to go to OTB all the time, and I would, bet on the horses quite a bit. I'd bet on the trotters. I'd bet on whatever the hell I could bet on. But I remember, clear as day, Breeders' Cup 2009 was my best day ever. My buddy and I partnered up. We hit five out of six races. It was just an amazing day. And I wasn't playing with a lot of money, but it was a great day, and I never forget it. Well, I mean, you've been gambling longer than I have, and you've been covering horse racing forever. Is there one day that you just couldn't lose that stands out? I mean, you've probably had more than one day, but is there one in particular that stands out to you?
Yeah, I've had a couple days where it was like crazy. I was down to my last couple thousand at Pimlico when I was a kid back in the early 80s. I think I literally had like $1,000 left in my name. I went out there, hit the early double, and won like $15,000, and that was a lot of money.
God.
And I've been that kind of got me started. 98 Breeders' Cup. I made one of the biggest bets of my life on a horse called De Hoss in the Breeders' Cup Mile. He had run once in 2 years. He'd won the Breeders' Cup Mile in 96. His trainer assured me he was going to win again. He was 11-1, and he did. A lot of $100 bills in my pocket. I had a nice score at the Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge at Santa Anita in 2019.
Nice.
That was a good day. So, yeah, I've had a few, but they are fun. There's nothing like it. They're hard to come by them.
If you were teaching a class in handicapping to people that were really interested, I mean, obviously it's complicated. You can't just explain that in 30 seconds.
Correct.
But could you give us like some of the basics, give the fans that may be interested in trying to like, hey, how do I look at the racing form and figure this out? Because if you don't understand the racing form, you're totally lost.
Right. You got no chance at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the thing for people is they're just starting out. First, you got to understand how to read it. It's the history of the horse. That's basically what you're looking at out there. Then once you get a sense of how that is, then you can start understanding a little more about betting strategy. And that's really the whole thing. The betting strategy is the whole game. I mean, that's just it. If you don't have the right strategy, and again, that takes time to learn that, you're not going anywhere. So that's absolutely the key to the whole game, is understanding how to bet the game and how to have the correct strategy in the game.
We're talking with Dick Girardi, betonline.ag, with us. How does this year's field at the Belmont compare? We talked about it already being a short field, but how does it compare in terms of quality to the recent Belmonts?
I think it's a really good field. Extremely solid. I can't say anything bad about any of the horses in the race. The fact that they've won so many big races, we got the Preakness winner, we got the Santa Anita Derby winner, the Florida Derby winner, the two-year-old champ. So I think just the quality is as good as you'll get in the Belmont, because what you're looking for in quality is how many in the field are capable of winning the race. And I think a good half the field is capable of winning. So that tells me we got a real quality field here.
Dick, are they having a crowd for this? And if they are, how large is the crowd allowed to be?
Right. My understanding is that they've sold 11,000 tickets. And if you don't have a ticket, you're not getting in. There's no general admission. So similar to the Preakness, where they had 10,000. I think if they maybe had a little more time, they might open it up for general admission. Because, I mean, you guys know it's starting to open up everywhere.
Right.
But I know Saratoga, when they run in August, it's going to be anybody that can come in will be able to come in.
That's a beautiful track. I've never been there. I've obviously seen it on TV. What are some of your favorite tracks, Dick, by the way? Like, if fans want to go visit a track.
Yeah, Saratoga for sure. Upstate New York. Like, it's about 30 minutes north of Albany, the state capital.
Right.
Definitely Saratoga. Del Mar in Southern California is phenomenal. It's just north of San Diego and La Jolla. You look out, you see the Pacific Ocean. That's pretty cool. And Santa Anita in California is just phenomenal. The San Gabriel Mountains are in the background. In fact, the San Gabriel separates Santa Anita from the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, which is, you see the Rose Bowl when they're showing the mountains in the background. On the other side of those mountains is Santa Anita Park.
A little disappointed you didn't mention the Batavia Downs there.
Yeah, I messed up, but, Thistle Down for sure. Right.
Thistle down. I mean, you got to be a hardcore degenerate better if you're betting at some of those tracks, right?
No question. But you know what? If they pay you, who cares, right?
Right. I remember going. I lived in Batavia for a summer because I went to college at Brockport, and I lived in Utica for a while. And I can't remember if this was at Batavia Downs or. What's the track in the Utica area? Vernon Downs? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
And I remember once going to the track. This is probably 15 years ago. And you could bet like $10 and the odds would change significantly because there was so little money bet in these races. It was so weird. Be like, funny. Oh, the horse is 8-1. I'll bet 10 bucks on him. And then I bet 10 bucks and he's like 5-1. And I'm like, what happened? It's crazy. All right, Dick, let's talk about who you got. What's the bet in the Belmont?
Yeah, Hot Rod Charlie for me. I picked him in the Derby, and I'm going to try him again. I thought he ran great in the Derby. I don't want to miss it. If he's as good as I think he is, we'll see if we can't get him. So I like him over Rombauer, the 4-3 exacta.
Is there a horse after the Belmont's over, like the rest of the racing season, if you will, is there a horse that you've kind of got your eye on for some other races down the line?
Yeah, the horse to watch for if he comes back, and it's interesting because it's a Baffert horse, Life Is Good. He was the best three-year-old in the country early in the year. He just had a minor injury. They had to have an ankle surgery. If he comes back, that's the horse to watch for the second half of the season.
Dick Girardi, betonline.ag. Thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate it
Thanks,
as always.
Dick.
We'll enjoy the race tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.